This is Dakota Datebook for April 22nd. Few places in North Dakota capture the Old West like the town of Marmoth, a former railroad boomtown in southwestern North Dakota, about a half an hour from Bowman. In some ways, it has the same charm of Medora, another village on the Little Missouri River in the Badlands, but Marmoth isn't a tourist town. One of Marmoth's early buildings still stands, the Mystic Theater, which opened on this date in 1914, 7 years after the town was founded. It was a project of professional baseball player Guy Johnson. He built and managed the theater, which was one of the first houses built specifically for film showings. It seated about 200 people. Nightly shows were 10 to 15 cents, a nickel more on feature nights. The theater added sound equipment for talkies in 1930, but times began to get tough for the theater. Its name changed to The Palace and then The Marmoth. But as the town continued to shrink, and with more services available in the neighboring towns of Bowman and Baker, the theater closed in the 1950s. As an American bicentennial project, the Marmoth Historical Society began a restoration of the Mystic. A vaudeville show, put on by local residents, marked the theater's grand reopening on this date in 1976. Tickets were sold across the Dakotas, Montana, and Minnesota. The performers didn't use microphones, relying instead on the theater's acoustics. The next year, the Mystic Theater was accepted onto the National Register of Historic Places. The Marmoth Historical Society holds the deed. The Mystic stands across the street from the old Barber Auditorium on Marmoth's Main Street, near the gourmet Pastime Steakhouse. The theater still hosts occasional events, such as cowboy poetry gatherings, and it has seen additional renovations in recent years. As for the one-time pro ball player Guy Johnson, he didn't live to see the rebirth of his theater, passing away in 1971, 5 years before the grand reopening. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.